I was stranded on a planet. Just me and Spock. We met a nasty Nazi alien. He locked our asses up. We found a hunk of crystal and a metal piece of bed. We made a laser phaser gun and shot him in the head. I was standing on the bridge when Sulu came to me. His eyes were full of tears. He said, "Captain, can't you see? The ship is gonna blow. Do something, I beseech." I grabbed a tribble and some chewing gum and stopped the warp core breach. And I said, "Bounce the graviton vertical beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. Klingons and Romulans, they pose no threat to us. 'Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." Just a child, and most think him a twit, but Wesley is the master when it comes to making up some shit. He's the guy you want with you when you go out in space. Just tell him, "Shut up, Wesley," if he gets in your face. And if you're at a party on the Starship Enterprise, and the karaoke player just plain old up and dies, set up a neutrino field inside a can of peas. Hold on to Geordi's visor and sing it to Data's knees. And I said, "Bounce the graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. Klingons and Romulans, they pose no threat to us. 'Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." Well, Sisko's on a mission to go no bloody place. He loiters on a space station above Bajoran space. The wormhole opened up and now they come from near and far. We'll keep the booze but please send back the fucking Jem'Hadar. And what is with the Klingons? Remember in the day, they looked like Puerto Ricans and they dressed in gold lamé. Now they look like heavy metal rockers from the dead, with leather pants and frizzy hair and lobsters on their heads. And I said, "Bounce the graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. Klingons and Romulans, they pose no threat to us. 'Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." I was stuck on Voyager, pounding on the door, when suddenly it dawned on me, I've seen this show before. Perhaps I'm in a warp bubble, slightly out of phase, 'cause it was way back in the 60s, when they called it Lost in Space. We were looking for a way to make the ratings soar, so we orchestrated an encounter with the Borg. Normally you think that that would get us into shit, but this one has a smashing ass and a lovely set of tits. And I said, "Bounce the graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. Klingons and Romulans, they pose no threat to us. 'Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." And they made a new show, and it's called Enterprise, and it takes place 100 years before Kirk was alive. They say that it's a prequel, or so that's what it's called. It's such a bad idea, you'd swear that Lucas was involved. They have a Vulcan female, but she's a nervous wreck. Her ass is sweet as Seven's only green, so what the heck? They're in the past, but Klingons had those lobsters on their heads. I'm more confused than Wesley Crusher nude in Tasha's bed. And I say, "Bounce the graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. Klingons and Romulans, they pose no threat to us. 'Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." Bonus verse. Well, it would seem a bigwig up at Paramount must have felt the franchise was stale by all accounts, 'cause he hired J.J. Abrams to give the thing a shove. I feared that he would mock and mangle everything I love. Well, I went to the movie, and there, much to my shock, there were hunky models playing Kirk and Spock. Vulcan's been destroyed and the timeline has been crushed. So someone tell me why I love this film so fucking much. And
I said, bounce a graviton particle beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad, we're making shit up as we wish. Klingons and Romulans, they pose no threat to us, cause if we find we're in a bind, we're totally screwed, but never mind, we'll pull something out of our behind.
What does God need with a starship?
We just make some shit up.